Hi guys, it's Kyle and Lauren King here from Strength Talk, Kings of Fitness. Today's episode number 5 of the Strength Talk podcast, we're going to talk to you about some eating habits, our eating habits, the eating habits we recommend to our clients, and we're going to make this like the nutrition podcast. So let's get right into it. Welcome back, guys. Glad that you're turning on the podcast. Hopefully you're listening to us either on iTunes or whatever podcast application that you have to hear us. Again, I'm sitting across from the lovely Lauren King, my lovely wife. We're here. We're back.
Hi, guys.
Another episode to go.
Yeah.
So with all the snow that we've been getting here in New York, it's been pretty easy to kind of write these things and get ready to do a podcast because everything else has stopped.
Yeah, we're kind of trapped in the house at the moment.
Well, we get snowstorms that don't happen, which I'm thankful for. And then we get snowstorms that really they didn't know how much snow we were going to get. And all of a sudden we show up like over the weekend, I guess that was, right? Friday morning or something like that? When did we get that, like 5 inches, 6 inches?
When was it? Thursday into Friday? It
feels like every day it's snowing.
Well.
But doesn't stop what we're doing. Doesn't stop what's going on, right?
In the lovely Northeast. To be expected.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So just to get started, we're going to talk about a little bit about the state of Kings of Fitness, what's going on with us. We're getting a lot of new members coming in, which is really, really awesome. Lots of new faces we're seeing, all different issues across the board, lots of different goals that we're trying to help everybody achieve, and I just want to welcome those guys. So if you're listening, tuning into the podcast, we want to welcome you guys right on board. We look forward to helping you and being that one-stop fitness needs kind of place for you. Next up, we got some good news over the weekend with a lot of our athletes performing. We had a lot of our athletes go out to it was county races. Mm-hmm. And they went out there and crushed it. First place winners, second place winners. A lot of personal records were broken. So I want to shout those guys out. We're shouting them out in the newsletter, but we wanted to shout them out now. Rachel and Julia Scafani, who went out and did great things. Reese Ragusa, who went out and did great things. And then the charity event that we had, Carol Torrenson, who goes out and crushes it, does a PR time for a 5K, and does it pain-free.
Yeah.
So that's all stuff. Again, Lauren has been able to help Carol a great deal with just being better as an athlete and seeing how thankful these athletes are with what's being produced on the other side. It's just amazing to be a part of. So really happy about that.
Lots of overall improvements with our runners from the high school level all the way up to those people who compete for more of a rec purpose.
I mean, that's just totally awesome. We're really, really happy about that. Next thing, super happy about, under 12 athletes. We filled the hour. So right now it's all wait list for that. But here's a group of kids, and people, I usually hear them, they come in and they say, you know, how old should a child be to start working out and doing some stuff? So what I always look at is, we're really quick to put our kids in Pop Warner football or put them in, you know, T-ball, do this, do that. And I mean, the most stress you'll ever have on your body, and now this is science, the most stress you'll ever have on your body is during that sport. That is maximal effort kind of stuff. So if you got a 6-year-old, 7-year-old taking, you know, however hit it is going to be in a football game, Pop Warner football, you're still wearing a helmet and some shoulder pads. You're still running as fast as you can at that age, and you're still making those moves. So I say this, it's better to train when you're playing those sports. If you got anything going on, if you're playing any of that stuff, you need to get something in order. So what we do for our younger athletes, we focus on form, we focus on teaching them the correct way to do things, and then as they get older, it produces that better result. They already know how to deadlift, they know how to squat, back squat better, they know how to front squat. This is something we're teaching them at young ages, and it just really turns out to be fruitful for their careers going forward. So very happy that our under 12 group has now been complete. We got the athletes that we're looking to get in that hour. I mean, a month into designing the program, we're taking a wait list now. So that's pretty cool. Barbell club progress. We are making headway every day. You're going to see a little bit of Kings of Fitness growth. We're not going to jinx anything, so I'm knocking on wood, as you can hear. But we got some stuff in the works that hopefully in future podcasts, podcast number 6, number 7, we can really just kind of talk about. So, you know, everybody keep your fingers crossed out there. Kings of Fitness listeners, you know, keep those fingers crossed because we really want to bring out some awesome news for you. And that will be revolving around that barbell club and what we're looking to do with it. So, with that being said, talking about barbells. This past weekend, if you guys were on Instagram, you would have seen Lauren get about 100 to 200 new followers in about 24 hours. She puts up a video, a squat video, where she finally crushes her PR. What was it? 135 was the 135 was the video.
Yeah.
165 was the PR.
Right.
And she took it back. She drops it down to 135 because she's really concentrating on form and making sure she's hitting those squat depths. So she took a video of it. She posted it on the internet, on that Instagram, at @lbat_kingsoffitness. And then had, I guess, some serious hashtags going on because a lot of people saw it.
I still don't know what happened.
Well, it was all for the gun.
By far, it was the most liked video I've put up.
And that's how it should be, though. You know, Lauren's all about teaching what's going on and trying to teach the correct way of doing things. So we put it out there. It's free information. Check us out. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/kingsoffitness, Instagram, I'm at kingsoffitnesshv, Lauren, like I said, is at @LBATT_kingsoffitness, @LBAT_kingsoffitness, and Twitter, you can check us out at kingsoffitness. Lo and behold, if you got the phone and you want to call us, we're 260-786-5631. We're always interested in your questions, your comments, anything you have to say to us. We really want to hear it. And if you got that question, your friend probably has that question. If it's something we can answer on this podcast, you know, tell your friend about the podcast. If it's something they might be able to find in that awesome newsletter, that free weekly fitness newsletter that comes out, you just got to sign up.
Got to tell you, the one that's coming out for this upcoming Wednesday is pretty sweet.
I thought it was pretty sweet myself, but it's coming out Wednesday, so we're looking for you to sign up. You just go to www.kofhv.com, and you will get that newsletter. That dropping noise that you keep hearing, that's Lauren throwing her pen up and down because she fidgets a lot when she gets in front of the mic until she gets to start talking, and that's what we're going to do right now. I wanted to get into those eating habits, but I think I'm jumping the gun because I have one more note on here that I wanted to talk about, which is, if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, go right ahead and give us an iTunes rating and a review as long as you have the time. We want to hear that feedback again. And what's going to get us really a lot of help there, and we're asking for your help, is to give us that rating on iTunes. Give us a review on iTunes. We'd like to hear what you think of the show. So everything being creative, we'd love to get that advice. So thanks a lot for that. And going right into it, we wanted to talk a little bit about nutrition and eating habits in this podcast, episode number 5. So we touched on a lot of stuff back in, you know, the 4 pillars of success for health and fitness and health and wellness, those 4 pillars. Now we wanted to kind of break it down a little bit more and talk about what we do and what we're up to. So the first thing that we always ask our new people coming in, or the people who follow us on the different social medias, we talk about nutrient-dense food, and we talk about it so much that I wanted to give a definition of it, where nutrient-dense foods are going to be those foods, those type of foods that have lots of nutrients but relatively few calories, so you're getting more bang for the buck in it. You look for foods that contain the micro and macronutrients, so vitamins, minerals. You can look for complex carbohydrates, the lean proteins, and the healthy fats. That's what comprises of those nutrient-dense foods. So when you're talking nutrition, especially for athletes, you know, and we're all athletes. I can't get enough of that. We're all athletes. When we're talking about it, you got to get back to it. Nutrient-dense foods are always going to be the best way to go. Okay? So as I see it, my snack, these Quest bars. Lauren is all about these Quest bars. She absolutely loves them. Again, you can see that on Instagram because anytime she gets a new flavor of Quest bar, she's posting a picture with the biggest smile in the world right there on her face. The nutrient-dense Quest bar is, I mean, It's low in, what is it? It's low,
extremely
low calorie.
Low in sugar. Most low in of them sugar. Are that was the big one. 1 gram of sugar.
High in fiber.
Very high in fiber, about 17 grams in most of them. And they're very high in protein.
High in protein.
You know what? And the one thing I've never looked at on those was actually how many calories there are in them.
I have no clue how many calories are in them. Because
if you'd like to check.
Well, grab one. Grab one. Let's see what a calorie here. Grab one of the s'mores ones. Because then we'll take a look right now. Lauren's gone to the closet. She's getting the play-by-play. She's being followed around by one of the chihuahuas. So now here she comes back with some nutrition guidance
okay.
here. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Calorie content for the Quest Bar.
For the S'mores Quest Bar, you're looking at 180 calories. You're looking at 13 grams of fiber, 20 grams of protein, and just one measly gram of sugar.
And that sugar, talk to us about sugar, Lord. Because, I mean, as far as nutrition goes, sugar is what gets everybody.
It does, yeah. Sugar is extremely addictive. It keeps you just wanting to go back for more. It raises insulin levels, which of course leads to cortisol being produced, storing of all different kinds of sugars and fats, and that's what tends to lead to a lot of weight gain.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I got a science fact for you for sugar. My sugar science fact is it's directed towards the ladies. Cellulite. That big problem that we always hear about with the cellulite.
Love sugar.
Sugar attacks the bonds of fat in the female body, and those in men, the way fat bonds is really like a diamond kind of helix formation. So it's a really strong bond. So it's very hard for fat to detach in a man's body. Whereas in a woman, those bonds are parallel. And it's a little bit easier to detach, especially when you talk about, like when you sit there and you're talking about the cellulite now. And again, primarily you hear lots of women complaining about it, but the bonds are different. And it's easier when you have too much sugar in your system, that sugar attacks those fat bonds. The fat breaks off, it detaches, it comes to the surface, and now you have that look. I hate it. What is it? They say cottage cheese is what it is. That was the verbiage. They say it looks like cottage cheese.
I don't know. Please don't say that because it makes me not want to eat cottage cheese. Now, dimples. How about dimples?
Well, you get those skin dimples that look like cottage cheese. So.
Stop!
It's the sugar. But it all goes back to the sugar. So yes. I say, you know, account for the sugar that you have in the diet.
Yes.
And all
which
of a sudden
is only about 4 to 9 teaspoons that's actually recommended for, you know, an individual to have daily. And if you're somebody who likes soda, you're getting more than that in just one glass of soda.
Yeah. Serving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It is. So there you go.
That is exactly what it is. That is terrible. But you look at it. And the one thing we never do, we never talk about, like, the calories. Like, yeah. It's very rare that I tell somebody how many calories they need to eat.
Well,
just from the athletic performance right. that we're looking for. We ask our athletes, the next second thing that we tell our athletes after the nutrient-dense food is, and I took this from Mike Dolce's book, that 3 Weeks to Shredded book, don't count calories. You make calories count. And that's where we get back to the nutrient-dense food. So if you're getting what your body needs, several things happen. You're not tired. You'll have the energy to do whatever is being required of your body, which is a great thing. So we're always talking about feeding your body those nutrients. Feed your body for the maximum performance. Like, do what you need to do to get through your day. Now, if you're not an NFL athlete, I don't expect you to eat like an NFL athlete. Right?
Right. And if you're not a bodybuilder,
don't eat like one. Is my, you know, if you're not a bodybuilder, if you're not going to be requiring your body to produce the demands, the energy demands, try not to eat like one. Because the calories that you're consuming there, they've got to find a place to go. If you're not using those calories to produce energy, those calories will be stored somewhere in your body. So if you're doing that, watch out. You could be looking at trouble. Now, Lauren, and I like to use her as an example because she put me on the diet. And I hate to call it a diet. She changed how I was eating back in January. We've talked about that in previous podcasts, where she's got me down to a walk around weight. Right now I'm walking around about between anywhere between 200 pounds and 205 pounds. Now, before January, that end of December, and I'm not saying that I ate a lot, but I would eat, and I ate everything. I had the seafood diet. I saw the food and I ate it because everything. Oh, man. But I was about 230 pounds, 225, 230 walking around. I was exercising, have a great time exercising. I was doing the Olympic lifting. I'm doing the muscular endurance training, all that other stuff. And I was still 225, 230 pounds. Now, when I adhered to Lauren's way of eating in January, then I kept doing the things I'm doing. I'm maxing out. I'm getting my own PRs and stuff. And getting really high repetitions and weights that I'm working with. But I've lost about 20, 25 pounds. I've kind of dropped off. And that's, again, breakfast, lunch, dinner, several snacks throughout the day that Lauren has provided. So I have it kind of easy where I like to say I have my in-house chef here who makes sure that I'm doing everything. But I wanted to go over what we typically do in our day, because a lot of times we hear people come in the door and they go, it's just hard to eat the way you guys do. Which I find that totally funny, because I don't find it very difficult to eat how we eat.
It's not. It's just a matter of planning ahead of time, which most people don't want to take the time to do.
I mean, we plan for everything. Most people have to plan for something, right?
Right.
You have business plans. You have work plans. You make plans to play, but people refuse to plan to eat.
Right.
That's terrible.
Right.
So you're taking a dimension out of life, but you know. Let's go right to it. When we wake up in the morning, It's breakfast. It's drink a glass of water. We usually get like 16 ounces of water after brushing our teeth. We do 16 ounces of water, and then we're eating breakfast. And typically, what do we have for breakfast? What are we making?
One of my favorites, and it's something that's very, very quick and easy. You know, I'll typically just have a cinnamon raisin Ezekiel English muffin. And I'll just top that with some almond butter, have a little banana on the side, and that's quick, done in 2 minutes, and you're on the go. If I have a little bit more time, I'll still have a English muffin, but now I'll cook an egg, I'll have some sliced avocado, some turkey bacon, top it off with a little hot sauce, and actually sit down and enjoy it rather
How
than...
How long does it take you to make that, though?
Even that takes 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So 5 minutes, she's either going to have a cinnamon raisin Ezekiel bread with almond butter... Or 5 minutes, she's going to have the egg, the turkey bacon, the avocado, the Ezekiel bread, this, that, the other, a glass of water, maybe a cup of coffee. I think I'm going with plan B. Yeah. I want the egg. That was a lot. I like that one better.
It's
That's one of
quite
my favorites
tasty.
Today. And then we also do that breakfast bowl.
Right.
We've done that.
Yep.
And that takes up, that's majority, I do that a lot just because it's easy for me.
Yeah, Lauren helps and that's me. Something you can easily prep the night before and just kind of heat up in the morning and take it in the car. It's not.
So it goes pretty easy.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying is breakfast is pretty easy because we plan for it to be easy.
It's very easy. There's so many options out there that you can do in a matter of minutes. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate.
And if you sign up for the newsletter. Lauren, every week, has some kind of recipe that she has found that she likes and shares.
Last week, we did the egg scramble.
Yeah, the egg scramble.
It's quite tasty. Loaded up with veggies, eggs.
Yep. Quick.
It is quick, yeah. So you got to take the time to actually chop the actual produce, but...
Nothing
you know, that's
very
something that can, no, but that's all stuff that, again, can be done ahead of time and then just cook quickly in the morning.
And easy. Nice and easy. That's a perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of breakfast options that we go, and it's a sit down. It's a hot, you know, typically a hot meal that we're doing for breakfast. Mid snack, because again, we do pretty much 2 to 3 hours later we're eating something. Mm-hmm. So here we go with the snack. What do you usually have for the snack?
Usually I'll do, you know, there's always the go-to Quest bar, which is extremely convenient. Extremely easy. Just throw it in your bag and go. Or I'll do a handful of almonds and an apple. Or I've made these peanut butter protein balls, which are quite tasty. And again, these are things that you can throw in your bag ahead of time, make ahead of time. They even the peanut butter protein balls, you can keep them for a few days, and they're still good. So make a big batch ahead of time and just take them as you need them.
And we'll handle snacks across the board because you're going to do a snack before lunch, you do a snack after lunch, and you can even add a snack after dinner.
Yeah.
So like Lauren said, a piece of fruit, some vegetables, anything, the protein balls, the Quest bars. One thing I want to say about that, I love to do the Quest bar I use the Quest Bar kind of like a protein shake because Lauren already told us those things got like 20 grams of protein in them.
Mm-hmm.
So post-workout, after I get some exercise going, after I'm done with a training session, I really enjoy that Quest Bar. It hits the spot, but my body chemically is ready to take that protein and use it all.
So a good snack, even with the ones I just talked about, pre-workout would be, you know, a better option for that would be the almonds in the apple or the almonds in a pear. But going into your workout, so it's not too heavy sitting in your stomach, but you have enough energy to actually get you through.
Yeah, lunch. Let's talk about that, because now we go in another 2 to 3 hours. So now we're ready for lunch afternoon.
Lunch,
one of my
favorite. Make it easy as possible. It's always leftovers from the night before.
That works. That's not actually bad.
No.
And one thing I really love about the lunch for us, because of our training schedule, typically nobody trains between the hours of like 1 and 4.
Right.
So I can always...
we typically have lunch at home.
Yeah. We can always make it home and make something hot.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't really take for everybody, but here's where that planning comes in again. There's often times where I come home and Lauren has a salad prepared, and it's something that she could have prepared the day before, where it's just, you know, fixings ready to go. As of late, we've been eating those Cobb salads, mm-hmm. which have been absolutely fantastic. And everything that she was talking about before, like the avocados, the eggs.
We use turkey bacon in there. Yep. There's usually baby spinach.
The dressing is like a balsamic vinegar, which I mean.
Yeah, or just simply oil and vinegar. If you don't have time to make a dressing, just use oil and vinegar.
And it's nothing crazy. And I mean,
you can do
filling.
It with chicken. You can do it with shrimp.
Yeah,
it's really filling. Whatever you want.
It's very filling. And then speaking about filling, let's talk about dinner and then we'll go back to filling. Yeah. But for dinner, what are we doing for dinner?
Dinner, I always look for something that is loaded with vegetables and a good, healthy protein.
Okay. Which is good. And an example of?
I mean, a lot of the websites that I'll use for my dinner options, Skinny Taste, Cooking Light, or even Rocco Despirito, who's done a lot of healthy takes on what people like to eat. So, I mean, even tonight for dinner, we just had a buffalo shredded chicken and threw it in some lettuce wraps with some carrots and celery and a little bit of
and it was slow cooked.
Yeah, throw it in the slow cooker.
Old crock pot.
For about 4 hours and there you go. So very minimal working time for me. It's kind of just throw it in the crock pot and go.
And very minimal working time for me.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
About that.
It's always awesome when it's minimal working time for me.
Yeah.
Now. Really cool, because that is delicious. We've had a lot of delicious food as of late. And I mean, like Lauren said, you got to check out Skinny Taste, Rocco Despirito, Cooking Light. All these, and then even like that Slow Cooker magazine thing.
There's
so seen some ideas.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to, by any means, put something in your recipe that you see and you don't like it.
Right.
Switch it out.
Right.
Change it up.
Right.
Eat what you like. Because my big thing when I talk to Lauren about what we're going to eat or how we're going to eat it or an idea pops up, I always say if it doesn't taste good, it's really not going to be my thing. And I'm really honest where it comes to can I eat it or can I not eat it because it doesn't taste right. And I always put that mentality in my head. It's how hard do you work to enjoy the food that you're going to eat? And I got to say, Lauren has always made it very enjoyable for me to eat, hence the reason I put a ring on her finger, because everything she does tastes really good. Well, I married you because we're just that compatible. It just works. It's just something that is amazing.
Gotcha.
So because it's so amazing, it just so happens that part of that awesome experience is that Lauren loves to cook.
I do.
And she's very good at what she does. And she's a student. Not only is she a student of exercise, but she is this self-made culinary student. So watch out, because Lauren's healthy treats could be coming your way in the near future. That's how amazing that is.
That would be nice.
She tricked me. I ate those peanut butter things. And I mean, maybe we'll get the recipe out there on something like the newsletter.
Our next newsletter.
Yeah. But those peanut butter things have something in them. She chops them up. What is it, a date?
Dates.
I hate dates. I don't eat these things. I hate them. And she chops them up, hides them in some like all natural peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter, dates, chia seeds, and some protein powder.
I've been eating these things, and I'm sitting there with a little piece of apple. I mean, it's been a great snack, and I've been tricked into eating that nutrient-dense date.
They're quite tasty.
I like I said, I wouldn't eat it by itself. But now it's found its way.
No, and most people wouldn't. But it's, so you got to find little ways like that to kind of just sneak it into something without you knowing it.
I found that very interesting. It's pretty cool.
Well, you also like dates when I've wrapped them in a little
bit
of bacon.
I like anything wrapped in bacon.
Right.
No, you wrap anything in bacon, I might eat it. Anything in bacon, I might eat it.
I have some more dates. Why don't you try one?
I will not eat it. Actually, get a date. I'll eat it. Is it dry?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If it's dry, I don't think it's going to work in
my
mouth.
Okay, it's like a big
raisin.
Suck.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think they suck like the life out of your mouth.
Anywho, if I didn't have a 20-pound chihuahua on my lap, I would go get you one. But he's weighing me down.
Nobody wants to hear me gag on the podcast here. But again, getting back to the topic, breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. A lot of times we hear our clients, they come in and they go, hey, we can't eat that much. That's too much. You're asking
too
much. Then
your portion size is too much.
But they're also saying it's too much to do. They're too busy.
I see what you're saying.
It's like, I don't have every 3 hours to stop and get something in my system. But seriously, if you can't eat an apple in like 2 minutes, how are you really eating this apple?
Yeah.
Work. You got to put in the work. Put in your body is an investment. Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself.
Yep.
Please, by all means. When I say it's not that hard.
So take 20 minutes out of your watching TV time at night to just prepare yourself to take with you, throw in a lunchbox to go out the door tomorrow morning for work.
Yeah.
That's really all it takes.
It's true. You put in the work, it's going to pay. It pays off. And pays
Stop
off
being
now.
Lazy.
Yeah. Put in the work. And then hydration, big part of the nutrition, the hydration. Our bodies are a very high percentage. I don't know it off the top of my head. I think it's like 90% water.
Pretty close, yeah.
And I mean, every living cell in our body works with water, H2O. Yet, it's a fight to get people to drink it.
It is.
It's like you would think they're drinking poison.
Oh, I don't like water is what you hear.
You should love water. Your body has been trained by sugar not to like water.
Exactly.
That is
Throw some lemon in your water, you're good to go.
Yeah, that, I don't know about that. Throw some lemon in your water, you're good to go. Yeah, you can do anything with water. I've seen a lot. There's cucumber, they got the ginger stuff, you've seen the strawberry stuff, the watermelon in water, that's pretty good. What was the hotel?
I have not seen
No, it was Paul and Liz's wedding. Our friends, we went to
I don't know.
Rye.
I didn't see that.
In Rye, in the hotel in the beginning,
that was
of course.
In Rye.
Wasn't it Rye? The hotel was in Rye. Okay. Rye, New York.
All right.
So we're down in Westchester for our buddies' weddings. And when we're down there, the hotel itself, I think it was a Marriott. Or
I don't even remember
what a hotel it was. But they supplied water. That's what's important. They put flavored water in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember this?
Yes, I do remember seeing the
They had like a lemon water. They had like a watermelon infused water. They would infuse water, and it was free for the patrons of the hotel coming in and out. You could grab this water. But that's the kind of stuff that Lauren's talking about. If you don't like water for some odd reason, then by all means, infuse it with something. Anita Nakano, David's wife. She is the queen of infusing water. And it's like, David is the guy who produces our shows. He does all our stuff. His wife infuses water like a champion, to the point where she had me infusing water because I was jealous of watching her drink like lemon lime water. I thought that was pretty cool. And then I learned something from infusing lemon lime water. Don't leave lime in water overnight.
No.
Turns bad. That water comes out tasting real funny. So several things there. Infuse the water, it changes the taste, especially with like the fruits and the. I really like the fruit idea because the water takes the nutrients out. It seeps out of that particular, fruit, vegetable, whatever you're infusing with, and then you get the benefit of both.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really awesome. It's amazing, is what it is. So, hydration points. How much water should we be drinking, Lauren? I know you said it in an earlier podcast. Podcast number 3, maybe.
60% of your body weight in ounces.
Isn't that a lot, though?
Not really.
No, because why? Our bodies are made up of 90% water.
Huh.
So you got to feed the beast, right? You got to rehydrate. Because every day when you wake up, guess what you are?
Dehydrated.
Oh, I was asking them. But Lauren answered for you.
Nobody's going to answer for us. We're in a room by ourselves.
Yes, today. But there could have been a phone call where somebody would have came in and said, dehydrated. But that is the answer. You're dehydrated every time you wake up. That is why we have to drink the 16 ounces of water when you wake up. It's, you know, set your system up for success. You have optimal performance from the living cells with when it's hydrated. Very important. And when you're hydrated, you burn better. You're more willing to get the energy from where you want to get it from. Okay, these energy systems, people always talk about being, you know, overweight, the obesity issue. You know, I would like to see the numbers, and maybe this is something we could do in a future podcast, but I would love to see the numbers of obesity and hydration, see how it graphs, see how, you know, how those people are drinking the water, you know, how optimal are those systems really being. I don't know. Lauren works with a bunch of college kids. You see them drinking water in class?
I think I'm probably one of the few teachers to actually let them have water in class.
Well, out of your kids.
Because it's in our policy that you're not allowed to have any type of beverage in the classroom.
How long is your classroom?
Like my, your instruction? The lecture section, depending on the day that it falls on, could be anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour and 50 minutes.
So you make your kids go an hour and 50 minutes?
I don't.
Water?
I allow them to have water with the stipulation that if they spill it, they're cleaning it up.
Why would they spill water?
I don't know. Stuff happens. They may knock it off their desk. They're very small desks.
They don't have caps on their water? What are they drinking,
you know,
out
what?
Of glasses?
Worst case scenario, if it falls on the floor, they clean it up, but I let them have water.
Okay. And do you see a lot of kids taking advantage of that? Do they bring their water bottles with them?
Some. Not nearly.
Percentage. Give us a percentage because the people can't see what you're
maybe
doing.
Maybe 20% if I'm
that's
lucky.
Low. Yes. You should make that a homework assignment.
Bring your water bottles.
Everybody brings a water bottle.
And you
better
drink
zero.
A full water bottle before the end of the class.
Okay, now we're getting crazy. But there was something that they used to do to us in the Army, which was pretty funny. I guess it's not funny at all. But just like you can be dehydrated, you can be overhydrated.
Yes.
Right? Hypo and hyper hydration.
Correct.
So craziness was, before we go out for like a 15-mile march or 15-plus mile march, you know, our squad leaders would put us against the wall and make us chug canteens of water. So 2 quarts of water at a clip. Where it's like, chug this water. Kids getting sick and stuff because they can't handle all the water. But they were afraid of us being dehydrated during the marches. So I always find it funny that we drank so much water when I was in the military. We drank so much water all the time. And now civilian life, as we're out and about and doing our stuff, you know, you find people that just really don't drink that much water at all. So, you know, I see our best performers, our best people who are doing their thing right now, the guys that we're shouting out over and over again, they tend to drink a decent amount of water. We're talking they're close to that 60%, if not right on it. And then, on top of that, they drink what they exercise. So if they lose, you know, 16, 32 ounces of water weight during exercise, they replenish that too. So 60% plus whatever they're losing. So, I mean, these guys are dedicated to the game, and it shows in their effort, which is really, really awesome because you can see it. So make sure when you're doing the nutrient-dense stuff that you're getting the water in. Like, don't deprive yourself of the water. Don't let that ever be an excuse not to drink, you know, because the old adage, they tell you, if you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. It's already too late. You shouldn't, you know, monitor drinking that water, right? So big things there. We want you to know that's all we have for you today. We didn't even take a break in the show. Maybe David will figure out a way to plug in a break somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we just really wanted to hit you up on the nutrient stuff. If you have a question, you have our social medias. We want you to contact us. You can write us a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can shoot us messages as well. Again, all that stuff will be in the show note, how to get there, how to find us. Our contact number, 260-786-5631. We answer questions. We look at videos, exercise-related videos. We'll watch them and tell you, if, you know, from our coach's opinion, what you could do better if there's something to do better. And then if you have nutrition questions, Lauren's certified holistic health coach, right? I took classes in grad school on advanced exercise nutrition. I believe you took that class too when you were in grad school, didn't you?
I did not.
You didn't have a nutrition class?
No.
What the hell?
It was tied into a lot of the classes I took, but it wasn't one specific class just for.
Well, we spent a lot of time with our noses in the books, and even now, like Lauren said, go get one more time, tell everybody what to look at food-wise. What are you looking at right now? Skinny Taste?
Skinny Taste, Cooking Light, Rocco Despirito, or even just getting on Instagram. There are so many different accounts of healthy recipes that you can follow on Instagram.
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
That one.
Yeah. Pinterest. I mean, no matter what type of social media you're using, well, even if it's loud. Just getting on the internet.
Lauren gets really upset when you say Pinterest.
I do. It drives me nuts.
She threw her phone on the table.
But there's no reason why you can't find a healthy recipe.
Yeah.
They are everywhere.
Well, healthy recipe as in nutrient dense. Make
Correct.
That food nutrient dense. So again, if there's something you don't like, if you don't eat asparagus and you got the asparagus stir fry, change it out with broccoli.
Broccoli,
it
Brussels
works.
Sprouts.
It works.
Spinach.
And it's good. It works and it's good. All right. Yeah. So that's all we have for you for this podcast number 5, podcast number 6. It could be coming at you fast and furious just due to all the snow we're getting here in New York. So we're taking the time to answer the questions. Again, reach out to us, social medias, emails, all that fun stuff. Check us out on www.kofhv.com. You can check out our blog, the Strength Talk blog. Check out the earlier episodes. We're on podcast number 5, which means we did 4 earlier podcasts this year. So check those guys out. And I think that's all I got. What else? Actually, we got, we're in talks right now with Swiss Stack Olympic Lifts, bringing them up to Dutchess County. So that's something to look forward to in the future podcast. We might have some good stuff going on there for all our future Olympic lifters that are interested in Olympic lifting, interested in getting better technique, talking to you CrossFit fans. If you're interested in that better technique, you know, get at us, shoot us a message. We got some connections that we're looking to pull up here to Dutchess County. So great getting at you guys again. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend. The podcast is out there, iTunes, apps, all that fun stuff. And if you need us, we're here. We're here, and it's free. That's the big thing. This is free fitness advice that we want coming from us right to you. So thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, Lauren.
There we go.
That's it.
Bye-bye.